Welcome to the Belfast Men's Health Group podcast with Matt Shields. Matt was a civil engineer by profession, but retired back in 2010. And to keep himself busy, he's continued his lifelong hobby of running. And by volunteering at Parkrun, it sort of has grown and sort of grown his expectations probably. And in 2012, he became Parkrun Ireland Country Manager. And that is a position he holds till the current day. So Matt has a great deal of experience in Parkrun, Couch to 5K and all that. We're going to talk about all that. But before we get into that, Matt, tell us a wee bit about yourself. And I've already given a wee bit of background, but and thanks very much for agreeing to do our wee podcast.
Well, basically, ordinary enough sort of a person, I think. So it is. I was basically reared in a farm, so it was. My father was also like a part-time coal man. So I wouldn't say I got a soft upbringing. But as a kid, it was wild enough. Like, failed me 11 plus, ended up at a secondary school, was probably Paul heading to some sort of a trade or something.
Mm-hmm.
And then a couple of things happened in my life that sort of like turned things around. The first of them was that secondary school I went to actually had a what they called a grammar stream, which gave me a second chance. And then the other thing was that when I got involved in the school and the school sports and stuff, I found out, you know what, I can run. And I got involved in running.
Very good.
And I would say the lucky break for me is like getting involved in running and getting involved in sport, because that taught me a whole lot of different lessons for life all around the discipline and getting, you know, that you had to put a certain amount of work in to achieve things and reward. And that actually then, that was really where things started to turn around for me. So it is. When I got involved in running, I got the second chance. And luckily enough, I did then go on to do qualifications, go to university, get a degree and become an engineer. So it is. So my background is very simple, like a lot of other people, like you say, but I got a lucky break.
And when you were doing when you were doing the engineering, did you still continue to run?
Oh God, I had to continue. Okay. Yeah, when I done the engineering, like when I was studying, and forget about it, all through life, I've continued to run, and I need to run. It clears my head. It gives me time to think. I'm not sure that I could cope with the engineering and even park run if I didn't run. You know, it's spaced in my own time. It's time to think. It's when I put everything in order and, you know, plan the day.
Mm. Okay. And you said about your getting into the sort of the grammar stream in school. But when you were growing up, did you have any heroes or maybe mentors who give you a steer, who inspired you to go on to do things or anybody like that?
Well, when I got involved in running, I eventually joined a local running club. So it is, it got to the stage then that I had a coach. And the coach become lifelong coach, Jim Kennedy, deceased now. So he is. Mm-hmm. But Jim actually become much more than a coach. You know, Jim become like a mentor, like you say. Mm-hmm. He was one of these characters that was full of all of these like quirks and sayings and phrases and stuff and all the rest of it. And it's little rules and stuff. And like, there were rules not only for running, there were rules for life. Things like, you know, talk with your shoes on. In other words, you know, if you've got something to say, say it when you're out there, when you're competing. Don't be coming off, giving a whole lot of cheek and stuff to people. And Jim, yeah, I would say Jim was a mentor. So he is. And like, he had a whole group of us and he was very influential. And like, don't forget, this was coming up through the times, through the troubles.
Mm-hmm.
So it is. So Jim, I would say, was a mentor. He taught us a lot. He kept us away from certain activities and maybe getting involved in things we shouldn't got involved in. So it is.
Mm-hmm.
From a running influence, you know, did I have a hero? Yeah. Like, I remember sitting watching Dave Bedford racing the Kenyans in a 10,000 meter race. And, you know, Bedford, I thought, was quite amazing. So he was as a sort of a running hero. So he was at a time when everybody thought the Africans were Superman unbeatable.
Yeah.
Hey, up stops Bedford with his big long red socks and does the business.
And what sort of distance you run now? Or are you a 10,000 meter man or marathon man or half marathon? Or
nowadays, I would say, look, the competitive side of athletics has completely left me. Nowadays, I run for recreation, health and well-being. I would run maybe say 40, 50 mile a week. Mm-hmm. So it is, but I would no longer, I'd no longer be a competitive athlete. Mm-hmm. And it's not that I couldn't compete, it's just that I've left that behind. That's something that I did previously, and I don't do that now. So running for me now is about health and well-being, and it's about, you know, getting out and certainly staying physically healthy, but also staying mentally healthy.
And that moves us on nicely to parkrun. So tell us a wee bit about your work with parkrun then, Matt, and Couch to 5K and Jog Belfast. I know that
that's really part of the transition. As I said, like, I was involved in athletics, I ran, I was quite competitive, but I ran a lot of races. I ran marathons and stuff and all the rest of it and traveled about all over the world. But then at a certain stage where we were looking to build participation, I found this thing parkrun in London. Mm-hmm. And I went along to it and said, you know, it's sort of a Yus or Hughes moment. You know, we could do that. We could do that in Belfast.
Yes.
So we brought parkrun home to Belfast, thinking it would sort of like, you know, bring in lots of really good runners to boost to the club. Still thinking with my club athlete, elite athlete head on. Mm-hmm. It did bring us athletes, but they weren't the ones who were attracted. They were people that wanted to get into activity, people that, to tell you the truth, I didn't even realize I was so arrogant in my elite role that I didn't realize, look, everybody wants to run. Mm-hmm. Everybody wants to be active. Everybody wants to improve their health. But for some people, it's more difficult. And I didn't really understand that until I got involved in parkrun. And it was learning that and learning that there's other people out there that really want to grasp these benefits, but it's not easy for them. Mm-hmm. But actually, you know, we start to realize, okay, we need to lower the barriers. We need to work with these people. And that has been like the elite phase of the athletics was rewarding. I enjoyed doing it. I got a lot from it. This phase of my running involvement with working with other people and getting people into activity and helping their health and well-being, that has been much more rewarding. Mm-hmm. So it is. And give new meaning. You mean it, like, you, this has been so much more impactful to so many more people. So it is, whereas the last was like a sort of an indulgence in the my own abilities. Mm-hmm. So it was. And parkrun certainly brought a lot of more people in. But even with that and talking to people, then you got talking to people and said, hey, look, I couldn't even run 5K. So the next stage was, okay, could you walk 5K? And, you know, that was come in. And mm-hmm. then there's people said, I couldn't even walk 5K. Okay, so Couch to 5K come in. Then, okay, let's have a 10-week program to get you up to the stage that you can come to this. And constantly, that's where we're coming to. We're keeping looking at that threshold of where people can get involved and bring it down. And the latest emphasis, you know, has gone from run 5K to walking 5K to the Couch to 5K programs. And now we're turning around and saying, well, okay, let's forget about that side, but what about the volunteering? Everybody can volunteer. Mm-hmm. Everybody can volunteer. And certainly what we're finding here is that the people that actually get the biggest benefit on a mental level actually are the volunteers. I mean, you think about it, you know, they've got the greatest interaction. Mm-hmm. So it is. So breaking down social isolation, getting out, being amongst people, meeting new people. Volunteering is perfect. Mm-hmm. So it is. So, well, that would be the next target. How do we get more people just to come out and volunteer, not to give something back, but to volunteer for their own benefit, for their own health?
Well, as you know, I do parkrun. I absolutely love parkrun. Absolutely love it. I love it gives, as you've just said, it gives you everything. It gives the competitive element. It gives you a timed run. It gives you the meeting of new friends. It gives you that social interaction. It gives you the cup of coffee and the scone afterwards. Whenever we're finished, I'd be lost without it now. Absolutely love it. And over 300 have done, Matt, so happy days. And would encourage anyone. In fact, tell it, where are the park runs in Northern Ireland?
Oh, virtually all over Northern Ireland, everywhere. So there's, you can go onto the website, so you can see a map and you can see where they are. But like, we have park runs every area. I can't think of anywhere in Northern Ireland that we don't have a park run within 10, 15 miles of you. So it is Oma, Enniskillen, Armagh, Strabane, Limavady. You know, they're everywhere.
And they all start at the same time, Matt, do they?
They all start at 9:30, so they do on a Saturday morning. And then, of course, the junior events there at 9:30 on a Sunday morning. So they are, but they all start at 9:30. So it is, so that we can't have, you know, people zooming back and forwards across town, trying to crack up two events in one day.
And if they just type in Parkrun UK, they'll find it, won't they?
Parkrun.org.uk.
Parkrun.org.uk. Perfect.
/events, and that will take you straight onto the map.
Lovely. And then Couch to 5Ks and things like that, where could people find them?
They're not as joined up. So it is, like, as far as Belfast is concerned, if you go on and you search Google for Jog Belfast, that'll take you to the Couch to 5Ks we're involved in. And that's delivered 3 times a year. So it is in 8 locations across the city. Okay. It's actually just started at the moment. It's live, it's active, so it is. But I would say, if there's people listening saying, hey, look, I'd love to get involved in that, look, that's okay, we're only a week or so in. There's still time. And look for Jog Belfast, and you'll find the registration there. And again, you'll be able to go on and you'll be able to look at where the programmes are. We currently split them up around Belfast. There's 2 in the north of Belfast. There's 2 in the west. There's 1 in the south. And there's 2 in the east.
Okay. Perfect. No, and then, I mean, do you do any other activities apart from running that helps you look after your mental health? Now, I know that if you're doing 40 and 50 mile a week, that's a fair commitment.
When the weather permits, yes, I would garden and, you know, have a vegetable patch. And I find that getting out, working in nature, I suppose it has similar to park run, getting out, being in nature, going for a run. But I find, working in the garden, doing a bit of gardening, so it is. When the weather's not so good, reading books, so it is. Again, find a bit of headspace where you can lock everything else out and just, you know, calm your mind.
Very good. And then, Matt, we're getting close to the last couple of questions then. So more in a more lighthearted way, your perfect job. Now, you might well be in your perfect job, but if I could give you anything, what's your perfect job?
I would say I'm probably in it. I don't think there's anything other than family that has given me more pleasure than what Parkrun and Jog Belfast has been in this last lot of years. So I would say for me, I'm in. I loved engineering when I was doing it. So it is, but as far as doing something that you feel like a real reward, a value that, you know, gives you that you feel you've made a difference, I would say I'm in it.
Right, hang on, engineering. What does an engineer? Are we designing roads?
The engineers come from 2 sides. One side would be the design, and the other stage would be the construction. I'm a farmer's son. I was definitely in the construction side. So it is. So contracts like the West Link, there's a section of the West Link I was in charge of. There's the Outer Ring Road at Knock. There's a section of that I was in charge of. The embankment out towards, Carrickfergus across the sea there around the lagoon. I was in charge of that at stage 2. So it's that sort of construction.
Right, very good. There you go. That explains engineering now that I didn't know. Okay, so and you've nearly half answered this last question, which is, what makes you happy now?
Probably the thing that makes me happiest is probably 4 grandchildren. And I'd be in a very happy place when I'm with them. But outside of that, just seeing people achieve, getting people out and getting them to achieve what they didn't think they could do before. So it is, you know, when you get a couch to 5K and the people turn up in the first night and they run, you know, you tell them, run, do you feel you need to stop? And they run 200 yards and stop, say, that's me, I'm out of breath.
Yeah, yeah.
And 10 weeks later, they come around a park run.
Yeah.
You know, that really does give you a buzz that these people achieve something mm-hmm. that they thought they could never, like 10 weeks ago, I could never have thought we could do this. Mm-hmm. So it is, that's the thing that I would say outside of family circles would give me the biggest buzz now.
Mm-hmm. That is, I have to say, I think parkrun, couch to 5K, I think it's all brilliant. I love it all. Okay, Matt, well, thanks very much for agreeing to do our podcast. That was it. Short, sweet, and straight to the point. That was perfect. Thank you.
Not at all. It's been a pleasure.